I'm Allison Kaskowski, otherwise known as the Allison K. I'm a fitness innovator and entrepreneur turned business mentor and retreat master. A client experience is more than just making the sale or the transaction. A client experience is about how it's put together so that clients can receive amazing real transformation. Here you'll hear all about how the industry leaders are creating amazing experiences. I'm always going to give it to you straight because I know your time is valuable. Are you ready? Let's get into the show.
Hey, everybody. It's Allison Kaskowski. Thanks for joining me again this week for another edition of the business edition of our very successful Tuesday flagship show, The Ultimate Journey of Self-Care. This is creating the world's best client experience. And this is what I like to refer to this show as the offshoot business edition of that Tuesday show. And we like to highlight client experiences from two vantage points: being able to maximize customer value always, and being able to highlight the transformation that our clients get. You always hear me talk about that. And all year long, you know, I've sort of been on a roll talking about retreats and events and how it's such a smart idea to work these into your business, but also from the standpoint of looking at what's being done in the industry to make this even better. I really think right now, retreats are really at a tipping point, I believe. I believe that they have exploded in popularity. There are so many people trying to do them. There are lots of businesses realizing that this is a very smart brand differentiator, right? It sort of separates you from the number of other people that do what you do. And it really gives you a chance to go deep with people. Now, I've just returned from Slovenia, where I was an attendee and a workshop presenter for a colleague's retreat. You may remember back in May, I recorded an episode about my experience as a participant at a retreat in Champagne, France, that my friend and colleague Erin Haig did as part of her company, Luxury and Business Retreats. And I sort of told you the story about how we got connected and how we had sort of been online friends for up until then. And after that retreat, it really sparked a friendship between us. And we are, you know, usually in regular contact now, where we get to share a lot of what goes on in our worlds every day. And not long after I got home from Champagne, I had a message from Erin asking me if I would consider coming to Slovenia to teach. And I knew that this was her last retreat of the year. I knew that the theme of this retreat was going to be much more business focused and in line. Like the main theme of the retreat was creating recurring revenue in your business, which is right up my alley, as you know. And so we started talking about it. And, you know, so fairly soon after that, I said, yes, I would love to be there. And so we started talking about the agenda. And I'm sort of giving you this as a backdrop because I think there are a lot of retreat leaders out there who think that going on retreats really isn't that big of a deal. Or maybe they get to a point in their business and they feel like they no longer need to go on retreats, or maybe they shouldn't go on retreats, or that they don't have time to go on retreats. And I just really want to emphasize, in the retreat industry in particular, it is so important that you put yourself in a position to actually do these kinds of experiences for yourself. Not just because, you know, you want to continue to learn, although that's really important, but you want to put yourself in the participant seat so that you can get poured into as well, right? I think it's sometimes difficult when we're leaders and teachers to actually do that because we want to put our leader hat on all the time, right? I know I have a tendency to do that anyway, but I love being a student. And I find that being a student and a teacher together, while that may actually sound kind of hard, it's actually pretty easy sometimes if you just allow yourself to, you know, learn as much as you can and contribute to the entire experience. So going from being a participant in May to being a participant and a teacher at this retreat was, it felt like a real up level for me. And it was an up level for me in a number of ways. And I'm going to give you three takeaways that I had from Slovenia here shortly. But I want to sort of tell you the story about how this retreat came together, you know, where we stayed, what the environment was like, a little bit about some of the people that were there, just so that you sort of have a feeling for what this experience was. I personally had never heard of Slovenia until I heard Erin talking about it. And I'm a little ashamed to say that, being that I've been a teacher for a very long time And I'm very well versed in world geography, as in, you know, I know where a lot of places are, and I love to travel. So it might come as a surprise to think that I really didn't know where Slovenia was. I really didn't know much about it at all until I saw Aaron talking about it. And I thought, this looks like a really cool place. And when I dug in more and learned more, Slovenia is really flying under the radar for a lot of people. It's a lot like Switzerland. If you've ever been to Switzerland, it's very green. A lot of the people there are very enterprising. There's a lot of farming. There's a lot of history too. There's a lot of castles. I mean, most places in Eastern Europe have a tremendous amount of history, right? But Slovenia is a really just a different, it's a very different feel. It's a slow, deliberate pace that where people live, but it's gorgeous. It's absolutely beautiful. It's a very green country. There's a lot of beautiful scenery. There's a lot of, you know, a medieval type feel to it, I guess is the best way I can describe it. And so the place where we stayed for this retreat was a 13th century castle, okay? And up until our group had stayed there, it had really been reserved for political dignitaries. The protocol is the word that they use in Slovenia. So think about that. What does that look like? That's political, you know, very important political people, you know, country presidents, prime ministers. The castle where we stayed had been used by Queen Elizabeth when she had made a visit to Slovenia. And Barack Obama had also stayed there as well. And our group was the first private group to be able to stay there outside of the, you know, traditional political dignitaries and protocol that had been using the property. Now, the group that owns the castle, that's owned by the government, but the group that manages it also has, you know, manages several other properties, including a hotel. So there are people when they go visit in Slovenia that can use some of these other properties, but the castle had only been reserved for political protocol up until our group. So we were kind of the first group that was able to stay there. And I really have to tell you, this place is something out of a storybook. I mean, it is an absolutely beautiful property on a stunning piece of property, lots of greenery, lots of woods, lots of really beautiful roads that go around it. It was just something that you see in a picture and then you see it in person and it's just magnified that much more. So anyway, the plan was to stay there. And the way Aaron does her retreats is when you say you're coming, depending on the order in which you say you're coming, you get to choose your room. So the people who sign up first usually get first dibs on rooms. So, you know, myself and another colleague of mine that went got to stay pretty close to each other. She led a co-working session one day while I taught a workshop. So we both got to stay in really spacious, beautiful rooms, kind of almost in our own little tower off to the side. So I want you to picture that for a minute. And the main house is this beautiful 5 stories. It had a full commercial kitchen, a dining room, a couple of conference rooms, a couple of rooms for wine tastings, a beautiful salon on the top floor, which was connected to the room that Queen Elizabeth used, or so that's what we were told. And so there's just tons and tons of space in this beautiful property. So automatically, I knew that this was going to be a major up level, not just for me, but for everybody that was going, simply because of where we were staying. Now, you hear me talk all the time about retreats and how they're not vacations and they're not really getaways. And they're really not, okay? We go on retreat because we want to make a change. Whether that's a personal change, a professional change, we want to up our game. We want to do something different. That's why we go on retreat, okay? And for retreat leaders going on retreat, it's usually because we want to get better at being retreat leaders. We want to get well-versed in how to get really skilled in leading these experiences, but also it contributes to our own professional and personal growth. And so I knew by being in this property and being here with all of the, you know, the other amazing leaders that were there, that this was going to be a very different experience from what I had in May. And so we arrived. First of all, flying to Slovenia really isn't all that difficult. I flew from the East Coast to Paris, and then from Paris, I flew to Ljubljana, which is the capital city. The airport is very small, and there were 3 or 4 of us that were on the same flight from Paris. So we went in together on a rental car and we got to spend the day in Ljubljana. It's absolutely beautiful, charming city. Lots of little cafes, restaurants, shops, It's right along a river, and there was this cool little festival going on in town that day. So we got to walk around, hang around, just really kind of get the feel, the local cultural feel. And then it was time to check in at the castle, and we couldn't check in until 5 o'clock. So we pulled up to the castle, and there was a wedding going on there that afternoon. So we were told to arrive at 5 o'clock. So we got there at 5 o'clock. We were greeted. We got shown to our room so that we could unpack and get settled. And then that night was the welcome reception. And Erin typically does this on the first night of all of her retreats. It's where people can get together and visit and just kind of meet each other and kind of decompress a little bit from the travel. And so on Sunday, we got to go to a spa for the day. And this is really, really important when you do a lot of traveling to really do what you need to take care of your body. And I really enjoyed this experience because not only did we get to book a spa service, but we got to literally enjoy the spa and hang out there for the day. And this was a really, really cool place. I mean, there was a salt room. There was a green room. There was also a snow room. There was a large jacuzzi. There were a couple of steam rooms and saunas. So you really got to pick like what treatments you wanted to do and how you wanted to spend your time. Now, I do a lot of sauna and cold plunge as part of my training ritual during the week. So I loved this thing. So I actually booked I had a 30-minute massage because the service that I chose to book was a facial, and that was going to be a little bit later in the day. So I went ahead and added a 30-minute massage, and then I took advantage of the sauna and the steam room and the jacuzzi and the salt room, and I wanted to get all of the experiences before I got my facial. So by the end of the day, we were all feeling very relaxed. And that's a good thing, considering that we had just traveled for several hours. So that Sunday night was our beginning dinner together as a group, where we all got to sit around the table and enjoy a beautiful 3- and 4-course meal and really kind of share what we had come for. And so Erin gave me the opportunity to talk about what I was going to teach, which is how to create a sellable retreat promise. This is something that I'm very good at. I have a process that I use. I have several questions that I take you through. And the object of this is to help you get really clear on the promise that you deliver at your retreat. Okay. Here's another little tidbit I'm just going to offer for all of you listening that are retreat leaders, or maybe you're wondering why a retreat promise is important. The retreat promise is what people buy. Think about the last time you went on a retreat or you bought a program or you invested in something for yourself. You didn't simply do it to get better. You didn't simply do it to learn something new. You did it because it was going to teach you something and help you with something that you didn't already have the answer for. Your retreat promise should function the same way. And in business, the smart business owners are actually using their retreats to amplify the result that they help their clients get. So in other words, your retreat promise should be very close to your business promise. In other words, your retreat should not be something as a one-off that you just offer that's completely different. It should sync with what you already offer in your business. But a lot of retreat leaders skip over this step. Okay, and I'm going to share a pretty big aha moment that I had for myself in just a little bit when I give you my takeaways from my experience as a leader and as a participant on this retreat, okay? But a lot of retreat leaders skip over this step. They pick a venue, they price it, they start figuring out the plan and the logistics and all of that, and they skip over the promise. And then when it comes time to sell, you know, a lot of them have trouble selling their spots, and they end up wondering why people aren't buying. And the reason they're not buying is because they don't know what they're getting. People buy their Monday morning, not their weekend. People buy what they take home with them, not always the experience itself. So I want you to file that away because that's really going to be important shortly when I share my takeaways, okay? So one of the things that I help all of my clients do, whether it's in their business or for their retreat, is the first thing we do is we dive into what your program promise or your retreat promise is. And like I said, I have a very detailed process that I go through as a series of questions. We usually end up doing a big brain dump. We get everything out and then we tease out the unique things that make you different. The things that really make your program promise stand out. The things that you help your clients achieve. And spoiler alert, you know way more than you think. And most of the time, we go way too general with our promise. Okay? And just keep in mind, when people don't know what they're getting, they usually don't buy. Okay. A mentor of mine told me a long time ago, a confused mind never buys. And it's true. Think about that. If you don't know what you're buying and you go to a store or you're researching something and you don't know what you're paying for, odds are you're probably not going to buy that, right? Your retreat promise is super important for that reason, because this is actually what people want. They, you know, the other things are important, you know, the venue, the meals, the activities, all of that. But that's ultimately not why people buy. Okay. So I want you just to remember that. So here we are, we're in the experience, and my workshop is the first one up. We did 3 workshops at this retreat. I taught one day. My colleague, Daisha Dones, who is a retreat concierge, did a co-working session the second day. And then Erin did a workshop the third day. And Daisha and I both tag team on that retreat as well. So we were really like the A team teaching on this retreat. Okay. And it was super fun. I really enjoyed it. It just really solidified to me more and more why I love doing this work, but why it's so important as a leader that you wear the hat of a student, but that you can step in and be the leader and the teacher too at the same time. So my workshop was about how to deliver and create a retreat promise. I share just a handful of the questions that I use when my clients work with me on this one thing. And the whole idea was to give people time there to work on developing their promise. So the way I set this up is I actually walked in with a whole bunch of notes. And I don't know if you've ever prepared to teach something, and maybe you over-prepare, but you end up going in with a bunch of notes and you end up don't even using but maybe a third of them. Well, that's basically what happened here. I went in with the intention that I wanted to make sure that everybody there got what they needed. But sometimes thinking through a promise takes some processing. And it's not simply something that I'm just going to lecture on and have you take notes and then it makes sense. Everybody learns things different, okay? Everybody. So the way I decided to do this was, instead of going from my outline, was I started with my big 4 questions that I always start with. I mean, I usually have about 15 to 20 that I use with you when you work with me on this thing in your business or for your retreats, okay? But we went through just the 4 questions. And I gave everyone time to write, and then we went around and shared. And I put some people on the hot seat. I love doing hot seat coaching, because then I think you get other people can give you input on, you know, what's landing for them, what's not landing for them. It's like a giant group coaching session. So that's how I decided to do it. And it was very powerful and impactful for the people there. There were several people who had really big breakthroughs, and there were people that walked away with much more clarity around what they do than when they first arrived, right? And then the latter part of the workshop was kind of a workshop time. It was like a break, you could call it a breakout session, you could call it a workshop session, but it was time where I could go around and actually sit with people and work with them a little bit more, and people could ask each other questions. So it was sort of a little bit like study hall, if you can think about what that was. So that's basically what we did the first day. The second day, my friend Daisha did her co-working session on travel logistics, you know, the things you want to keep in mind for that. And on the third day, Erin dove all into pricing, and we all looked at spreadsheets, and she shared with us some of the changes and the things that we need to be thinking about, especially if you're doing international retreats. You always want to be very aware of your pricing conversions, currency conversions, things that you might not really think about, but you need to factor into your expenses. Hugely helpful. And so the three of us ended up tag teaming on what this actually looked like for the people there that were learning to do retreats and learning to work retreats into their business ecosystem. So everybody there, I think, was there for the main reason of understanding and learning more about how to work retreats into their business, but everybody's business was a little bit different. So it really made it very interesting because people could learn from each other. And that's one of the really powerful things about being together in person, is that you really can learn what other people are doing. You can always get takeaways from what they're doing. People can learn from you and vice versa. It's a real win-win. And this is something you just can't get when you're on a Zoom screen. Okay. You can still exchange ideas, but it's just not the same thing. So I'm thrilled to announce that I'm partnering with a brand new product, and it's called Celevate. This is an amazing, tasty, gummy supplement, and it comes in 2 varieties. One designed to help you with inflammation and recovery, perfect for after a workout, or if you've had like several days in a row where you've really pushed it and you're really starting to feel it in your body, this is the perfect addition to a regular routine. The other formula helps address focus and memory, which, let's be honest, I think we can all use a little help there, right? What's different about Celevate is that not only does it taste great, but it has amazing antioxidant power. So many vitamins and supplements on the market today, you either have to take several in a single day to even see any kind of tangible result, or most of the time, a lot of them don't even give you the result that they promise. And Celevate checks both boxes. I take one of each formula every day, and what's more is that they pack and travel really well. So you can take some and put them in a Ziploc bag and throw it in your bag when you're going out of town, and they won't melt. And it just is the perfect addition to whatever it is that you're doing every day in the way of vitamins and supplements and whatever else works for you. So I knew that I had to get in here and at least tell you about it. I would love it if you would head over to their site and give it a try. I'm actually going to offer you a really special deal. You can find this amazing product at their website, and that's spelled Celevate.com, which is C-E-L-L-E-V-8.com. And use my special promo code, the Allison K 2024, and you can save 15% off. I would love to know what you think once you have a chance to try this. But all in all, it was a fantastic experience. It really solidified to me. I was already pretty clear on what I did, but it really solidified to me why I do this work and why I value so much being a retreat leader and why I really. It's such a huge responsibility, but it's a responsibility that I really cherish because I love leading people through transformation. I love helping them see what they can't see themselves. And that's why helping people, helping my clients and others with their retreat or program promise is just a piece of how I do this work. Okay. We also did some really fun excursions. We went to Lake Bled on one day, which I don't know if you've ever been there, but you can Google it. It is beautiful. We got to look at a property that we will probably end up using for a retreat, for an Allison K retreat in 2027. So stay tuned. If you're interested in Slovenia and you think this might be on your list, you definitely want to stay tuned for that. And we got to have some hangout time and some, you know, we split up and we had some free time and it was great. And then on Thursday, we actually went hiking. We hiked the Soka River Valley. There's a beautiful waterfall there. It was a little bit of a drive for us. We had to drive quite a ways to get there. And we had lunch and we ended up doing some hiking, but it was super fun. And it was, I think, really what we needed at the end of the retreat as far as having something active to do. You know, when you've been sitting in a room and you're learning and talking and writing and processing and all of that, then it's a lot. And so getting out and doing some fun things to kind of break up the time is super important. Not only that, but it really helps you process things better and you just get ideas when you create space, right? So all of that said, I want to share with you my three takeaways from being there, not just as a participant, but as a leader and a teacher, because this was a different experience to me. It felt different. It ended up different. And it's not that I valued it any less. If anything, I think it was just a different experience. And I just want to compare that for you and kind of outline for you how important it is to do these experiences as leaders, not just as a participant, but when you get an opportunity to collaborate and support a colleague and teach at one, you should absolutely take advantage of it. It's a great opportunity. So here's my takeaway number one. Human connection is everything. I've always believed this. I've always talked about it. I've always said that it should be front and center because people want to be together right now in person more than anything. And the energy is just different when you're in person. So being together with others, especially people who are on the same road as you, this was an amazing group of retreat leaders and business owners. We're all out there creating our own uniqueness. We're all out there building our dreams. It's really important that you put yourself in the room with people who are like that if that's what you're doing. Because sometimes entrepreneurship can feel a little lonely. You can really feel like you're kind of out on a limb by yourself. You're kind of doing things your way. You're not really in the 9-to-5 mentality or the corporate mentality. And it can get a little lonely. And sometimes we have to literally make decisions when we have no evidence of what we're doing is working. So being in the room with other people who are on that same path is really important to your personal and your professional growth. And every time I do one of these experiences with other entrepreneurs, it reminds me more and more how important human connection actually is. And so I really want to encourage you out there listening, make a point to do this in your calendar at least a couple times a year for yourself, if for no other reason than for your own personal growth. I promise you, you are going to walk away with so many nuggets and so many good things that you can not just implement in your business, but that can help you transform who you are and help you go to that next level if that's what you're looking to do, okay? We don't often realize that we need it. I'm a pretty social person. I see people fairly regularly. I get together with people regularly. My husband and I go to a lot of sporting events. We love to travel. We go to our place, lake place in the summer. We get together with people on a regular basis. It's not like I don't see people, but we don't realize how much we need to get out of our current environment, right? And get together with other people that are especially on the same path as us. It's very, very important for your own growth overall. So I never underestimate this, but I always leave an experience like this, even believing in it even more, that human connection is so important, especially now. So make it a point in your calendar to go on a retreat for yourself, if for no other reason than just to get out of your comfort zone and do something different. It's that important. Takeaway number two, and I'm going to share a little bit more about this at the end of the episode, and that is creating space in our routine and in our life is actually what gives us the clarity that we need. So what do I mean by that? I think sometimes we can get really caught up in doing all the things and staying busy and checking off all the boxes on our to-do list. It's just kind of how we roll as human beings, especially now. And I feel like sometimes it's a really tall order to think that we can actually get away from that for a day or 2 days or 3 days or a week. You know, I think I hear so much from people, I just don't have time. I can't do that right now. I can't take off. I can't make time, maybe later, right? You've probably heard it before too, if you're a retreat leader or a business owner. But here's the thing. When you keep doing things the same way, you're going to get the same result. And you're never going to have the perfect time to leave your routine. The perfect time never exists, okay? And we can wait for things to settle down. We can tell ourselves that things will settle down. But the reality is that something else, as soon as things settle down, the reality is that something else will take its place. Okay, that is just life. And it's really more a question of why you can't afford not to take the time off than the question of if you can afford to take the time off. So when you create space in your routine, you know what happens? You end up coming up with a lot of new ideas. You end up getting clear on things that maybe you're struggling with. And I don't know if you have ever been at a point in your life where you are feeling overwhelmed, feeling like you need to make a lot of decisions and a lot of decisions very quickly. Or maybe you feel like there are things that are demanding a lot of you and you're sort of feeling like you're at the end of your rope. Or maybe you're just wondering what in the world you're going to do. Maybe you're sitting there thinking, I have no idea what I'm going to do. When you get to that point, that's when you have to step away. And once you do, what ends up happening is you get the answer that you're looking for simply because you've created space in your routine. Now, for me, we do a lot of retreats here. We've done them obviously for a very long time. You know, I just created my signature group program last year and I've helped lots of entrepreneurs build retreats into their business model. I do that through my mastermind and through the work that I do with my clients. But lately, I've been feeling like there was a lot more that I could even get into for that. I just wasn't quite sure what that was. I know what my skill sets are. I know what I'm really good at. And I know what comes easy to me. And you hear me talk about that a lot, that in business, you always have to pay attention to that. And when things start showing up on a regular basis like that, you know, people start saying the same things to you and asking you the same questions, then as an entrepreneur, you have to really look at that because that's the market telling you something, right? And so for me, what I've been noticing with a lot of the work with my clients is when they reflect back to me, when we finish our work is, you helped me get so much more clear on what I'm doing. And when you start hearing that a lot, I think you have to look at that. But I wasn't quite sure what that looked like for me. I know, like I said, I know what I'm good at. I know what my program's about. I know my process works. It's the same process that we use. So I'm confident in that. It's not that I wasn't confident in my program, but I just knew that I could go deeper with it. I wasn't sure what that was. So once I allowed myself to step away and get into this retreat environment away from my current day-to-day and put myself in the room with other people who are doing these things, and on top of that, be in a position to teach something that I'm very good at, I've been told that it's one of my biggest strengths, I had a big light bulb moment of my own. And when I realized that this primarily is what I need to be teaching to other business owners and retreat leaders, because it's something that I'm really good at. I'm really good at being able to get things out of you and show you what that help, what that looks like for you in your business and in your life. Okay. So, but when you don't give yourself the space, you don't get that clarity. The only way that new ideas can come in for us is when we create room in our life to be able to receive them. Okay. And if we're too busy doing all the things and being busy and handling everything and being everything to everybody, there's no room for those ideas to come in. Okay. So I really want you to hear me on that. I feel like we sort of have a big story as Americans that we're too busy. We've got all the things to do. There's just no way. And, you know, everyone has the same amount of time in every day. I sometimes don't even like it when people point that out to me, but it's the truth, right? But really what it comes down to is it's not really how you're using your time. It's what you're making it mean for you. So sometimes when people say, I don't have time, really what they're saying is that it's not important enough to me to make time to do. And when you're trying to do all the things, whether it's in your business or your life, then you're not going to have the time for the new ideas to come to you. And that could even look like just being able to reflect on your own growth or be able to kind of sit with where you are and make peace with it if that's what you need to do. Okay. It doesn't always have to be something new. It could just be helping you release something that's no longer serving you, right? But none of that happens unless we make space. Okay. So that was my takeaway number two, because not only did I have some pretty big aha moments for myself, but I watched everybody there have their own moments. And those moments don't happen without space, without creating space. And if you're a retreat leader, you need to be creating space of your own as well as holding space for other people. Okay. And then my last takeaway is, and I sort of talked about this in the episode back in May after the France retreat that I went on. And that is, as a leader, we are constantly transformed when we do this work. Okay. Every time I do one of these experiences, I find that not only am I changed more, but I actually up-level more as a leader. Not only that, but I feel like I get even more competent and more and better at what I do. And you know what else happens with that? When you get home, it shows up in other areas of your life. People notice something different about you. Your energy is different. You're more confident. You're probably able to be more present, right? And not only that, but you can kind of sit there and pat yourself on the back and go, yeah, I got it. I got what it takes, right? That's the power of transformation. That's the power of giving yourself an experience like this, because it allows you to step into that next version of yourself. And look, we've all got lots of layers. Think of it like peeling the layers back on an onion. You get down to one and you think, yeah, this is where the good stuff is. But then you peel it again and you find there's more underneath it. This is the work that we do as retreat leaders. And this is the power of what a retreat can do for you. So understand that as a leader, we're just as transformed as our people. And on this retreat, I sort of wore two hats. I was a leader and I was also a participant. So I got to sit in the participant chair and, you know, be poured into, but I also got to contribute as a leader to everyone else's growth that was there. Okay. And that was a really cool experience, because that is what makes us better at what we do. And so that is what helps us continue to get better and more skilled and more competent as a retreat leader. Okay. So let me just recap my three takeaways, and then I'm going to give you my last big aha moment. Okay. Number one, connection is everything. Human connection is so important. You must make time for it in your schedule, in your business, in your life. It's everything. We often don't realize we need it until we get it. And then we're like, you know what? I need more of this, right? Takeaway number two, when you give yourself space, you always get more clarity. That clarity can look like new ideas. It can look like releasing baggage that's no longer serving you. It can look like getting the answer to a problem that maybe you're struggling with. It could just look like making peace with something that maybe is just uncomfortable for you. And maybe you wake up one day and you realize, you know what? I'm good, right? So space can look a number of different ways, but you don't get the clarity or the answers that you're looking for until you give yourself that space. That's takeaway number two. And takeaway number three is, as a leader, you're always just as transformed, if not more so, as your people. And look, if you are doing this work and you're doing it well, you can't help but be transformed. Every retreat that I lead, I feel like I become a different version of myself. And for that, I'm incredibly grateful. It's very gratifying work to be able to do this. It's a huge responsibility, but it's very gratifying to be able to do it. And one of the things that I'll say about Erin is she always shares that. She always shares the fact that she is always grateful at the end, because she recognizes not just the work that she puts into doing these experiences, but that it changes her too. Okay, you can't help but have it not change you. And let me just share with you before I wrap up what my big takeaway for me was from this retreat. I always set an intention for every retreat that I go on that I'm going to walk away with something that's going to change something for me. Sometimes I don't know what that is, but I set the intention that it will come to me. So I automatically go into an experience with the expectation that I'm going to give myself the space so that whatever that is can come in and be revealed to me, right? So for this retreat, the big aha moment that I had was in teaching the workshop on developing the retreat promise. I already know I'm very good at it. I do it a lot. It's one of the signature things I do with my clients. But I'm actually rewriting my entire Retreat Ready Roadmap program. The one I've told you about for the last couple of months is we are going deep on retreat promise. We are shortening it from 12 weeks to 8 weeks, and it's all promise focused. And here's why this matters. When your promise is clear, not only is it easier to sell, it's easier to market, it's easier for you to talk about, and it's easier for you to fill your spots. And that is my promise to you in my new updated Retreat Ready Roadmap, From Promise to Profit in 8 weeks. That's the new name of the program. We're going to be kicking off next week. So if you're listening to this today, tomorrow, this weekend, it's before September 23rd, or it's around September 23rd, even if you're hearing this on the 24th or the 25th, I want you to reach out to me and let's talk if this is a good fit for you. This is such a no-brainer because this is such a step that I see retreat leaders skip over all the time. It's almost like it's an afterthought. This should be the place where you start. Okay. I'm making this such a hell yes offer for you that in 8 weeks, I promise you, not only are we going to get clear on your promise, but everything else on your retreat is going to fall into place and it's going to be infinitely easier for you to sell your spots and fill them. Okay. And not only that, but you can do it on repeat over and over. So I really want to encourage you to reach out and talk to me about this. We start next week. I'm recording this on Wednesday, September 17th. We start on the 23rd. So if you are listening to this and it's around September 23rd, even if it's a day or two afterward, I want you to reach out to me and let's talk about it. Okay. This is something that we are going to be offering at least twice a year, maybe three times a year. So this is something that you definitely want to put on your list if you're a retreat leader and you're having some issues with figuring out what your promise is, or maybe your promise just isn't landing and it needs to be clearer. Or look, maybe you're up-leveling in your own business and you're needing to change things up a little bit. Okay, this is for you. I promise this is such a no-brainer. This is something that you really have to check out. So I want you to reach out to me. Let's talk about it. You can find my calendar link in the show notes or the connect button from my website. You can just write to me. We can get in the DMs, we can talk about it, figure out where you are, and see if this is actually a fit for you, okay? We need to be going on retreats as participants too, because, you know, if I hadn't gone on this retreat, I don't know that I would have gotten this idea. It may have come to me at some point, but the fact that I was a leader and a participant at the same time is what allowed me to have this breakthrough moment for myself. And I'm pretty excited about it, if you can't tell. So I really want to encourage you to reach out. Let's talk about it. Let's see if this is a fit for you. Let's see if you can get in on this first round. If you've got retreats scheduled for the end of this year or for 2026, we need to talk, okay? Because I'm willing to bet that your promise can be tighter than it actually is now, okay? So that's what I got for you this week, folks. How I up-leveled my own experience as a retreat leader and a participant, my experience in Slovenia from the Luxury and Business Retreats experience, the last one of 2025, was a fantastic experience. I had such a blast, and I loved meeting all the amazing ladies that were there, and we just had such an amazing time. So I can't wait for the next one. So if you've got questions, reach out, let's talk. And big shout out to Erin at Luxury and Business Retreats and everybody else who was there, because I know some of you are probably going to be listening to this. Love all of you. Can't wait for our next adventure. And that's what I got for you this week on the podcast, folks, creating the world's best client experience. We will see you next time. Bye.